Harbormaster Glo Wolin says the group wasn't always this large. The meetup of Nordhaven boats traveling under the name Nordhavens to Alaska started out around 18 to 20 when she was first contacted last November. But over the course of the year, it grew to around 35 vessels between 40 and 70 feet. They'll set out from around the world and meet up in Petersburg for a three-day visit from July 8th through the 10th. The group of motor yacht owners plans to have 3 days of seminars and social events at the Sons of Norway Hall. Every stall in Petersburg's harbor is permanently held. That means they're only open for visitors to rent when the regular moorage owner is away. So, in a worst-case scenario, Wolin says, all 35 boats could be anchored out, but she doesn't think that's likely.
We don't reserve stalls. Our priority, of course, is our own fleet, the permanent stall holders, and we'll fit you in where we can. So, it is going to be a real juggling act for us.
Wolin says her plan for accommodating the boats is based mainly on anticipating where local vessels will be when the visitors arrive. She says the real trick is handling the boats that are 50 feet or longer.
A lot of our vessels in the larger class are seining vessels. I'm really hoping that there's going to be a Thursday opening, which means that a lot of times they don't come home from Thursday to Sunday. And the dates that this flotilla is set to arrive is Friday the 8th and stay through till Sunday the 10th. So, you know, we should be able to clean house Sunday night and open ourselves back up for their permanent owner to come back.
Seining openings are set by the Department of Fish and Game, depending on how many salmon are in the water. Wolin says while this group is larger than any she's ever had come into town at once, finding room for travelers is nothing new.
We run between 4 to 5,000 transient vessels through in a summer. So 4 or 5,000 times my crew is going through the same drill. And so, you know, 35 is a bit much for us on a day because we, again, our priority is our own home-based commercial fleet.
Still, economically, this many visitors is a good thing for the harbor. Wolin says that revenue benefits the community here and the people that regularly keep their boats in Petersburg's harbor.
Every transient vessel that comes in that we collect moorage from goes into the pot that offsets their permanent moorage rate. And our guys are all businessmen, and they know that. The economy of Petersburg is based on, you know, income. And if we are getting income, it's going to help us all. And so these guys realize that. Our guys realize that.
Wolin says she's trying to get the word out to local crews about possible congestion around the July gathering, but she says Petersburg's commercial fleet remains the priority. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.